The World Below, a Boon Ghost Redox potfic, written by Scrivener and read by Alani. Part 1. Until. You could have just called. Chuya didn't look at Dazai when Dazai leaned back against the railing next to him, instead inhaling smoke into the humid evening air. "And miss your pretty face," Dazai hummed. And Chuya hung his head for a moment, propping his body weight against his elbow before pushing off the railing and glaring at Dazai. Dazai cocked his head and gave him the most infuriating smirk, and Chuya looked away angrily. "It's a beautiful night." The moon was heavy in the sky above them. Chuya didn't have to look up. He could feel it hanging over him, as it did every month. Its pull harder and harder to ignore. Instead of rising to the baited question as Dazai intended, he took another drag of his cigarette. He hated that feeling, the way the moon made his blood into electricity in his veins. Hated even more that just having Dazai here next to him quelled it. They existed in silence for a long moment, until Chuya angrily stabbed out the butt of his cigarette.
"So, what's so important that you couldn't tell me over the phone?"
he said sharply, and watched from the corner of his eye as Dazai's pink tongue wet his lips before he spoke.
"There's blood on your collar. Made another mess of dinner, did you?"
His observation didn't derail Dazai. "Not every meal comes as willing as you," he murmured, and Chuya flushed dark, touched the brim of his hat with two fingers, and thought about how satisfying it would be to be the one to sink his fangs into Dazai's bandaged neck for once. The soft touch of Dazai's fingers under his chin, tilting his face back up, and he all but melted into the sensation, despite the rush of anger, hurt, betrayal. Dazai's fingers slipped down, caught in his choker, tugged on it slightly. "Only if you agree," he said, head tilted in close, and Chuya closed his eyes and swallowed hard, but didn't jerk away as the catch on his choker gave. He wouldn't decline this. He wanted it more than Dazai did. Dazai's teeth on his neck, intimate and familiar, mouth a furnace as he enveloped Chuya, wrapped around him like a blanket. They were on a private observation deck and wouldn't be disturbed, but the thrill of the open air, the full moon bared above, made Chuya shudder under Dazai's careful hands. When he finally withdrew, Chuya's blood painting his lips, it was like Chuya could breathe for the first time in weeks. He was so hard he hurt, but the caress of moonlight didn't feel like daggers in his skin, and all he wanted to do was run, stretch his legs, and disappear among the trees. Instead, he sagged back against the railing as Dazai brushed his thumb along his lower lip, collecting blood and rubbing it between his fingers, eyes gold like a wolf's.
"Better?"
Dazai murmured, and Chuya hated him for how smug he sounded.
"Fuck you,"
he snarled, but the malice wasn't there.
"If you'd like," Dazai licked his fingers clean fastidiously.
"But later, there's work to be done first." "Yeah, the same kind of work you won't talk about over an open phone line, I take it."
"Something like that."
The tilt of his smirk was infuriating as always. "Are you in or out?" Chuya clicked his choker back around his neck, already felt the bruise forming underneath.
"Do I really have a choice?"
The smirk turned lethal, the sharp tips of his fangs just barely visible. Dazai said,
"Good dog."
End of part 1. Part 2. The forest here was thick with memory, ancient, empty trees twisted high above, their skeletal branches reaching for a bright moon that waned above them. He knew these woods intimately, knew every ditch and every cliff, every felled tree and new sapling and fairy ring. And he stepped in at the edge of the clearing, cutting the shadows of the old trees and unveiling, at first, to step into view. Sitting back against a large tree, head tilted back and eyes closed, was Dazai. He didn't move at first. Slowly though, he shifted against the bark,
and his pale skin shone in the moonlight as Dazai opened his eyes and looked directly at the wolf watching him from the shadows. The quirk of a smile passed over his features, and he didn't close his eyes again, although he rested his head back against the tree, barely able to keep himself upright.
"You found me,"
Dazai said softly, as the wolf crossed the clearing towards him with deliberate purpose. Dazai reached out both hands, sitting forward as the wolf pushed his head into them, Dazai's fingers curling into the wolf's reddish brown fur. The wolf continued to lean forward, shedding fur and shape alike, leaving Chua naked before him, Dazai's hands holding his head as he pressed his forehead to Dazai's, refusing to close his eyes even for a second.
"Of course I fucking found you."
Chu's voice was rough. He hadn't spoken to another person in so long, it was like he had forgotten how to sound human again.
"I follow your scent through hell and back, and you think I wouldn't recognize your scent now?"
Dazai's grip on his face was weak. He pushed his fingers back into the tangle of Chu's dirty hair, chest heaving expectantly. After a long moment, their heads together, Chu shifted, brushing his hair back over his shoulder and exposing his neck, tilting his head in invitation. Dazai pulled Chu down toward him and bit the soft skin off his neck. Chu hated this part, hated the feel of Dazai's fangs in his veins, hated the intoxicating warmth that spread through his body as the vampire fed, hated it all, but he didn't pull away, didn't move as Dazai took and took and took. It left him shaking when Dazai finally lifted his head, mouth soaked in Chua's blood.
"Asshole,"
Chua stuttered, weak as a kitten, the flash of new blood painting Dazai's cheeks with life, and Dazai caught Chua's chin with his hand and pulled him in to kiss him hard.
"Fuck!"
Chua spat his own blood into the grass as Dazai ran the back of his hand over his mouth.
"Fucking vampires!"
He sat back on his heels and scrubbed at his own mouth.
"Not everyone so tastes their own blood, shitty Dazai."
Dazai smiled, and for a moment it wasn't that mocking, teasing smirk he often wore. The openness of it caught Chu off guard, and he hesitated before looking away angrily.
"I haven't forgiven you,"
he muttered sullenly, and refused to look up, at least until Dazai leaned forward and pulled him in. Chuya let out a huff of indignation as his back thumped into Dazai's chest, and Dazai's mouth fastened over his neck again, although this time not to puncture, lapping up the still bleeding blood and sealing the wound. While he did this, Dazai's other hand skimmed down over his belly, drifting south with purpose, and Chuya hissed when Dazai's fingers closed securely around his length. He didn't fight it when Dazai stroked him slowly, kissing his neck not only where he'd bit, but up along his jaw.
"Chuya."
Dazai stared into the skin of his shoulder, possessive like he used to be.
"My Chuya."
And he hooked his chin over Chuya's shoulder to watch his hand as Dazai jerked him off. It was another thing to add to the long list of things Chuya hated. The fact that he got hard every time Dazai bit him. But Chuya tilted his head back against Dazai and moaned despite that. He nearly whited out, already lightheaded from being fed from, but he clung to his consciousness gamely, head laid back against Dazai's shoulder and panting weakly. Dazai lifted his cum splattered hand and licked it clean, his other hand still wrapped around Chuya's chest, keeping him back against Dazai. Chuya closed his eyes, like to pretend that he could feel Dazai's heartbeat, his warmth, those things that he remembered so dear and were forever taken from him, even if they still had this, some perversion of the relationship they'd had before.
"I miss you."
Dazai's voice is a whisper soft, and Chuya isn't sure he's even meant to hear it. He needs to get up, needs to leave. They're not meant for this, not anymore. But he doesn't move and even pulls his legs in as Dazai wraps both his arms around him. They lay back among the roots of the old tree, exposed under the cold light of a waning autumn moon.
The end of part 2. You know, as I said, standing idly outside of the warehouse, phone to his ear. If you're going to let him run wild like this, you should really think of calling me before shit goes flying off the rails, A man, screaming, exited from the open door of the warehouse, blood tracked down the front of his tactical vest and missing most of his arm. Daza watched a man make it nearly to the first of the abandoned vehicles before he dropped, and it took a moment of sheer stubborn willpower to simply pocket the phone in his hand and enter the building. He was hungry. It wasn't fair. But a job was a job, and if all went well, he'd get a delicious meal out of it either way. Daza stepped inside, glanced over the bodies left where they fell, and found what he was looking for in a trail of blood that led deeper inside the compound. Daza stopped in the doorway, hands in his pocket still, and watched as the wolf lifted his head, a man's arm in his jaws, ready for ran crimson with the blood of the terrorists occupying the building. "You," Daza said, "are a mess." There was a heartbeat of silence as the two monsters stared at each other amidst the carnage. Then Daza lifted one hand, palm up, and said cheerfully, "But you don't seem disarmed by my presence." Chuya slammed into Daza hard enough that he went through the drywall. In a twinkling, the wolf was human again, on top of him, one hand tight on his throat, eyes gold as he dragged Daza's head into the concrete. "Ow!" Daza said dramatically.
"Yeah,"
Chuya snarled, his voice raw. "Fucker! Where have you been?"
"I don't know what you think Chogim is going to accomplish."
Daza's voice was strangled, and yet still somehow managed to sound amused.
"Unless you're just trying to get me off." "Oh!"
he repeated, as Chuya bounced his head against the floor again. Chuya's hair was matted with blood, and his nails were digging through the bandages around Daza's neck. He was breathing hard and wild, but the taint hadn't taken him today, not yet. Daza grinned in that split second before Chuya crushed his mouth to Daza's.
"Hey, hey!"
Daza hissed, as Chuya's teeth tore into his lip, and before he could push Chuya away, their lips met again, Chuya's tongue swiping over the tear before delving straight back into Daza's mouth. Daza was more than capable of ending this, but he didn't. He let Chuya straddle him, and kept kissing until his desperation ran out, bare knees to the concrete and both hands curled into Daza's shirt. He was wrung out and shaking, and Daza rubbed through his bloodstreak back with one hand, feeling every nobby vertebrae along his spine. "My blood makes you sick, idiot," Daza said, and Chuya smacked the palm of his hand into Daza's shoulder. "I ought to tear out your throat for that pun," Chuya muttered. He tilted forward dangerously, like he was going to sprawl atop of Daza right there in the dust and shattered pieces of drywall. His nose wrinkled, just a moment. "You smell like blood," he said, as the blood wasn't thick in the air, splattered on the walls, pooled on the floor. Daza cut his cheek with one hand and smiled, revealing his fangs. "I always do." The end. Recorded for Summer Potfix Web 2025 as a treat from Eastmore Hero.
Okay, bear with me for a second here. Because I am obsessed with the world building in this. Yes, I know it's, you know, I can't believe it's not smart and then it's smart and then we're back to I can't believe it's not smart. But I'm not kidding when I say that I'm obsessed with the world building here. The forest? What's with the forest? How long have they known each other? The relationship from before? Daza used to be alive? How long has Chuya been a werewolf his entire life? How long has Daza been a vampire? I want to know everything, and I know nothing. I want answers.
Yeah!
Honestly, though, on a slightly more serious note, I love how this is written. I love all of these little bits of lore peppered throughout all three of the stories, and I'm genuinely impressed with how much the author managed to fit into these three relatively short fics. That is to say, I love this one and I really hope you did too. Scrivener, thank you so much for having a blanket permission. This was a joy to record. Hope everybody enjoyed this one, and as always, don't forget to stretch, drink water, and I'll see you in the next one. Bye!